a little bit about yourself, background, how long you've been on the city council, just some stuff that, that people might find interesting.
Well, number one, I just want to thank you for doing these phone interviews and internet interviews and radio interviews. I guess I'm going to lump some all that together. A little bit about myself. I currently have been on the council for a full term now, so I'm finishing up my term, so 4 years. It's always been something I strive to do, is try to help others and be a part of the community, and I figured 4 years ago there was no better way to be part of a community and help the community grow than by being part of the city council. So I was very honored 4 years ago by being elected by the citizens, and I've hoped I, over these past 4 years, I've done a good job. I do work full-time. I'm a commercial fitness sales manager for a local fitness and cycling company in West Burlington. My background is in sports medicine, exercise physiology. I've always been around the fitness side of things, either via sports medicine, athletic training, or exercise physiology. I'm married to a to my best friend in the world, and we have two great kids, a 8-year-old boy and a 4-year-old girl. And for me, you can't ask for a better community to grow your kids in. That's in that's Burlington. I grew up in Fairfield, so not too far from here, and I just enjoy the quality of life that we have in Southeast Iowa.
What made you decide after 4 years on the city council that you wanted to stay on the city council for another 4 years?
Well, the reason why I chose to run again is I think we have a lot of unsolved issues that are going on right now, and I'm always, part of my personality is once I start something, I want to see it all the way through. And some of those issues, unfortunately, is our financial situation that we are in. And I feel that this council, we have a better understanding what's going on with our financial structure than we might have had in the past. I was had the opportunity to be part of the interview and hiring process with Jim Furneaux, our current city manager, and he has enlightened us more than one way of our financial situation. And you know, before, I think we were getting the story full, we were getting the story of our finances, but we weren't getting the full story. And so now we see where we totally lie, and I want to correct that. I want to make changes. I want people to feel that, you know what, they're safe and secure in Burlington, not only by public safety-wise, but by finance-wise, and that they are that they don't have to fear about the potential property tax increases down the road. So that being said, that's why I ran again.
What are some of the ways that you can really help secure and bring back the city's finances? What are some of the ideas that, that you want to see going?
Well, number one, very first thing that we did last year is we adopted some policies. And with that is, you know what, really be coherent in knowing where your money is going each and every month. And I think, you know, what has transpired is we brought on new debt, but we didn't have payment structures for that debt. So we have a lot of outstanding fund balances out there. Recplex, for instance, as well as Memorial Auditorium, Flint Hills Manor, our public works. So, you know, those are all good facilities, and that they're, some of them are assets to Burlington, but you need to have a payment structure in place before you even bond for those facilities. So my thing is, number one, we have to really decrease our spending over the next 4 to 5 to 6 years so we get back on track. One of my things is within the next 5 years, I want to see our property tax levy decrease. I think the citizens of Burlington understand that we're in a financial situation. We've been more transparent than ever before because we're getting better numbers from our city manager. And because of that, they understand where we're at, and they understand that, you know what, some services may be decreased, and there may be some staffing reductions. But after 5 years, I think one thing that people are really looking at, are we going to have a property tax levy decrease? And that's one of the things I want to see happen. And so, but by the only way of doing that is really controlling your spending, focusing on what are the core services the city has to provide to their citizens. And that's public safety, and that's infrastructure. And really focusing on those things and just thinking differently.
Is there an issue or an area of the budget right now that you could say, I think this is where we could cut? I mean, so much of the budget is personnel. Is there an area or two that you could say, this needs to be reduced, this is not a core function of the city?
Well, you're exactly right. You know, when it comes to personnel and staffing, that makes up to 80 to 85% of your general funds. And I think there's no way we can't, but if we cut services, we're going to have to cut staffing too. But one of the, you know, you still have to look at what are your core services that you need to support and give the citizens of Burlington. So that's public safety. I will never touch public safety. I believe, and we got to maintain or actually increase our police and fire. But one of the areas that that's looking at being cut, and I'm supportive of it, is more money out of the library. You know, I know there's a lot of people that are not in favor of that. We all have our own individual biases, but that is not a core thing that the city has to have. Yes, libraries are great. They bring people together. They help educate the young to the old. They help people do research on a daily basis to try to find jobs, everything else. So I'm not pushing, you know, I'm still looking at that, but that is one area that we probably are going to have to make deeper cuts in, as well as some of the other assets we have in Burlington. We have a great parks, and we have a great, you know, leisure and recreation areas here with those Directplex, as well as Dancourt Park, Craypole Park. But the thing is, you know, we also have Flint Hills Golf Course. Does the city need to be in a management position of running a golf course? I don't know. When you have tough times, there's things you must give up. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I'm willing to discuss with others, is do we look at potentially getting rid of the golf course and then other properties that the city owns that we don't do anything with? You know, I know there's some sentimental values for everybody, but, you know, what we need to keep this ship moving forward and help our attack our financial situation.
What do you see as the future with Cascade Bridge, given what could be a pretty hefty price tag in either repairing or even replacing it?
Yeah, Cascade Bridge, unfortunately, I don't see anything getting done with Cascade Bridge for the next 4 to 5 years. And I hate to say that because, to me, Cascade Bridge connects our parks to our downtown. It is part of the Main Street, and but just to where our financial situations are, there's no way we could pursue it without doing a property tax levy, and I know people are really holding strong on that. But it's very difficult to look at it. It probably should have got done right when they closed it in 2007 or thereabouts, 2008. That's when it should have been number one on the priority list, and it should have got done. But the thing is, hindsight's always 20/20. You could, I would say, you always look back and you learn from the past to make better decisions in the future. But it is something that needs to be done. But I don't think within our financial situation, that's a major priority at this point in time.
Outside of the finances, obviously for so many meetings and for so long here, finances have dominated Burlington City Council. Is there an issue or two that is a top priority for you that may not be finance related, but is still something that you would want to see addressed, done in the near future?
Actually, there is, and it's something that I have been working on, and it's sort of been pushed on the back burner because we needed to continue to address our financial situation, and that is increasing and updating our nuisance codes and our nuisance violations. I feel Burlington is a great city to live in, but I also feel that we have some areas that are a little blighted and we need to clean up. You know, one of the things that people have said to me is, where's the pride within the community? I think we all have pride, but we have it at different levels. But increasing our nuisance codes and our ordinances will help restore some of that pride. And I'm not talking about going after the people that are doing things good. I'm going after the rundown buildings. I'm going after the waste tall weeds that are in yards. And but by making our fines with a little bit more teeth, there's some communities out there, Cedar Rapids being one, that they've actually went after and they addressed these fines with upwards to $750 to $1,000 on first offense and second offense. And they actually take individuals to small claims courts and get the maximum out of small claims courts as they can, because they are trying to address their appearance of their city. For me, if we could clean up Burlington a little bit more, that's only going to help attract more and more businesses, as well as more and more people to move back to Burlington.
Any other issues, anything else significant that you would really want people to know your take on, something that stands out to you?
You know, I think right now, unfortunately, you said it, there are major things that we're trying to address is our financial situation. And then my other thing is the nuisance. But I guess lastly is that how do we make Burlington a more of a, can you continue to make Burlington a central hub in Southeast Iowa for shopping? And that is to continuously increase our economic development. Right now we have a proposal on the table and by the Dial Corporation for the Highway 61 Manor and on Roosevelt, and hopefully we could see that moving forward in the future and bringing in more businesses, and as well as attracting more and more people to the community. I'd like to see Burlington and even West Burlington work closer together within, our services. If that's police, if that's fire, if that's forestry, so parks, rec, what other things can we regionalize more together? So we are working together as one, and we're increasing the services jointly within the community. I see we're a community of people. We're not individual cities. And, West Burlington and Burlington being so close together, can we work closer together?